It's Sunday, November the 1st, and you're watching the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
And I'm Anthony.
This is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world. Blavin is out and about again. He's on assignment somewhere doing something.
Secret assignment.
We can't tell you. It's a project for the future.
Because we don't know.
I hope. But we're here, and we're here to talk about stuff, like we usually do. Before we continue any further, I'm just going to adjust some things here on my end.
This is a live stream,
yep,
by the way.
Yep.
Unless you cut this part out for our podcast listeners.
No, they get it all. They get all.
We're too late.
They get all the juices. All the raw bits. Oh. Yeah.
I gotta describe everything as juices.
You don't like that word?
No, it's disgusting.
I like orange juice.
Orange juice is fine.
Lemonade. Apple juice.
That's not what I'm talking about, Vince.
Well, when I think of juice, the word juices, I think of all the delicious fruits in the world. No. You know what my favorite is?
Pineapple. Mango.
Yeah, mango juice.
Overrated.
What?
It's no pineapple.
All right. I mean, you're wrong, but that's okay. This week, we didn't do anything.
Yeah, because we're going to do something on Tuesday.
Are we?
Spectre.
Is that on Tuesday?
I thought that was out Friday.
I think that's out this Friday.
Oh my god, come out already.
Yeah.
We're doing nothing this Tuesday.
We could have watched Gundam The Origin Episode 2.
Is that out now?
It is out. Ooh. But I just forgot to get a cold of it.
Okay.
So.
We're only human.
I don't know what to tell you, right? So Anthony, why don't you tell me some stuff that happened this week.
Stuff about games happened this week.
Here we go.
So I'll start with a new story that was from last week. It came out actually before we recorded last week's episode, but I didn't get around to reading it. So on Kotaku,
okay,
they had
the
dark and dirty secrets of Destiny's development.
Okay.
And why Destiny is what it is today.
Okay.
And it's a really interesting article. So just go on. It's called the dark and the dark and true truth about Destiny's development.
Did you say the dark and true truth?
Sorry, I guess.
Like, maybe. Did you
true story?
Did that just come out of your
mouth? I think so. I've been playing too many Japanese games.
This is why you're not a video game journalist.
I know. I've been playing too many Japanese games.
Okay.
And so the true story of Destiny's development. And it's just about how this, Destiny was a completely different game story-wise before it was released as what it is now.
I think everybody who plays Destiny understands or could kind of see that this game is a lot different than the initial outlook.
So, they just had a story of, they had a bunch of writers and they wrote a story that they seemed to like. But you send the higher-ups, pretty much like a sizzle reel. Here's just, all the cutscenes in a row, you watch this, give us your feedback on the story, because you're investing in us and we need your feedback. And so it turns out when they sent that reel, they, the higher-ups just hated it. And they axed the whole story. Yes. Enough to where they took all the writers that wrote that story and moved them off of story.
Oh.
And then they put people who weren't writers in a writing position.
Nice.
To make a new story within a year. And just other crazy stuff like development issues. So if there's, you know how there's the resource places, if you collect spine metal or whatever?
Yeah.
So if you wanted to move that node, what you would have to do is you'd have to, in your editor, you'd have to load up the level. First off, loading up the level from the start takes 8 hours. So when you leave your work, you would start that editor. Go home, come back in the morning, and hopefully your load didn't crash as it was loading all the assets. Then if it didn't, you move it, you do your move and you move it 2 inches or whatever. And then you have to recompile it, which takes another 30 to 45 minutes. And then resave it, which takes another 20 minutes. And it was this agonizing process of they had these powerful development tools, but they weren't optimized in any way. And there's it's insane that Destiny is even what it is now.
Yeah.
And yeah, they just had a bunch of stuff like the Dreadnought was supposed to be in the original game mm-hmm. and all this crazy stuff. It's an awesome read.
So what I want to know is, when you said they sent you to the higher-ups, who are you referring to?
You just have to read the story.
Oh, jeez.
You just have to read the story. I don't want to give it all away.
So it's Activision. I have to know. who do you put the blame on, Anthony? Faluco. Who do you put the blame on? Do you put it on Team Bungie or do you put it on Activision? Activision suits.
Bobby Kotick's just smoking a cigar with his feet on a table. Honestly, I don't know. This story is very... It's written very sympathetically towards the developers. So it is very. It seems kind of biased towards the developers.
As it should?
As a video game outlet, you would be prone to do. I don't know if Activision actually had a valid reason, or the higher-ups at Activision had a valid reason for doing that. Because what if that sizzle reel was trash, right?
What
if it was awesome, but this certain dude just didn't agree with it, right? Yeah. It's there's still a lot of unknowns, but then the things that are known now, it's still crazy that they managed to ship a game, period. Mm-hmm. Like, on the time constraint they had. Even after having such a large chunk of the game maxed out. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah, they reused certain ideas from the story and put them into side characters or, like, put them as references in different levels and stuff. But, yeah, so this is coming hot off the trails of them thinking it's going to be... Destiny is going to be, like, an annual release of, like... So it'll be, like, Destiny and then something called Comet, whatever the codename Comet is. And then it'll be an annual release switching between Destiny and whatever codename Comet is.
Oh.
So it'll be like big release, main game maybe, or big expansion, another overhaul maybe. Wow. But it's kind of nuts, the stuff they had to go through. So yeah, if you're not a reader, it's really long.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no video or like SoundCloud podcast version of it, so you're going to have to read it.
It's like reading a thesis?
It's not that dry.
Okay.
It's not that dry. It's made to be read by humans.
Okay.
Not by just educational robots.
Having not read it.
Okay.
And having barely heard the details.
Okay.
I'm going to lay out my conspiracy theory.
Okay. All right, let's do it. That's how conspiracy theories are born.
I bet you Bungie had this great, really hard sci-fi narrative that I would have loved.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger ups at Activision said, how was our dumbass Call of Duty audience gonna understand this shit? No. No.
Is that it?
That's it. That's it.
I can see it happening.
Yeah,
like, because some dude who, like, he's just like, well, the bottom line is our Call of Duty sales do real good, Smoke. And then he's just like, there's too much story, not enough shooty.
Yeah.
And, like, that could totally be it. Mm-hmm. And, like, I can honestly see that happening with the way people are big companies are trying to make games now. Yeah. Like, I can totally see that being a thing.
Yeah.
There's really no room for fucking around with artsy concepts or offbeat storylines that aren't proven successes.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is depressing to me. I don't know, but you're like, whatever, man. I'll just take those streamlined.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was really crazy.
Just to go back on that. I think there's a time and place for everything. I think there's certain sectors, but I mean, if they sign into this agreement to be the next big thing.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can do that. And then also think, but we're going to do it with the artsy.
Or we're going to do it how we want, right? Yeah, Without having the people who funding us putting in their
opinion. Those two will never mix. If you have someone, if you have an investor who's just pouring millions of dollars. I think development was $500 million,
which Destiny. Is crazy.
You can't, at some point, you know that you're going to lose a lot of creative input or a lot of creative decision making to your shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
And that sucks, but that's the fucking contract you signed. That's
business.
Yeah, man. It's dirty.
Business is evil.
I fucking love it, but...
I went to school for business.
Yeah?
It's evil.
Yeah, it's the truth, man. It's the truth.
No, it's not.
Business is truth.
As you can see, we're on opposite sides of this.
Truth is passion. Passion is money.
Art is passion.
So, following your dream. Tell me, what's next on your
the other thing, list of hitters? The other thing that happened was Paris Games Week, which is pretty much Paris's Gamescom equivalent. So I believe Sony pulled out Gamescom this year. Or was there a Gamescom this year? I don't remember.
Gamescom, isn't that in the beginning of the year?
Is it?
Yeah.
What's the thing that happens usually around here?
Around this Tokyo time? Game Show.
No. Maybe I'm thinking of Gamescom. Maybe I'm trying to compare it to Gamescom and I'm just second guessing
myself. Because around this time is Tokyo Game Show and then the Video Game Awards.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so yeah, I'm trying to compare. I tricked myself.
Yeah.
I'm trying to compare it to Gamescom. It's not E3, but there is still room for like an announcement of some sort. And there's like still time in between the holidays and whatever to get people hyped to buy
mm-hmm.
your stuff. So Sony had a whole press conference there. And they announced the Uncharted 4 multiplayer.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, right? The game that has awesome multiplayer is getting more multiplayer.
Surprise!
But they didn't show actual gameplay, but they kind of showed like a sizzle trailer. And there's a lot of like climbing levels have multiple. So
there's a lot of Uncharted stuff.
Yeah, a lot of verticality to each level.
Okay.
But the thing they showed at the end of is like people getting crazy power ups, like setting on fire and then just like charge tackling through people, or throwing out a pendant and it summons like a death totem that shoots out like red death spirits to kill people around the totem.
Wow.
They're like going full arcade with this game, it seems like. Even more so than the previous games, which seem kind of wow. more MLG-esque.
No, the previous games did not seem
MLG. They seemed MLG-esque. It's all about headshots and no
that's
scoping.
Just, that's just efficient, but it was okay. Never MLG.
Yeah, so, like, the thing was, this was the first multiplayer announcement I've ever seen in recent memory that didn't have some sort of forced esports tie to it, and it was so refreshing. It was just like, here's our thing, we think it looks cool, and it looks fun, like, we're not gonna shove this esports thing down your throat. It was really cool. The other thing was Street Fighter V got a a release date. So February 14th will be Street Fighter V on the PS4. They also announced Dhalsim is back.
I heard he has a beard.
Yeah, he has a beard now, which is weird. Huh. So apparently they're taking a more serious approach to the Street Fighter story going forward. So
is that what you want as a Street Fighter fan?
So as a SNK fan,
yeah.
I really like King of Fighters story because in that story, time progresses with each game. So characters get older. Like, King of Fighters 94 Terry is older than King of Fighters 99 Terry.
94 Terry is older than 99 Terry?
Or, sorry, other way around. Switch.
Okay.
My bad. Younger.
Okay.
And just, like, characters die off in that series. Like, unless you're, like, a main staple, like Kyo or Iori. Like, you kind of just stay there forever. But like, yeah, they just kill off characters in storylines and then it's like, well, he'll only come back in like, or he or she will only come back in like an ultimate match game, which is where they take fan favorite characters and just put them in a roster.
Right.
And they say go. And so if they do that with Street Fighter, like, hey man, Dhalsim's dead. Like he got old and someone murdered him. Or things like M. Bison. He just can't do like his psycho powers unless it's a super. Right, he's not doing Psycho Crushers unless you're doing it as a finisher.
Hmm.
Right, and he's got gray hairs on the side.
Hmm.
So I wonder if that means they're going to retire Street Fighter characters. And that'd be cool.
Sure. Sure, buddy.
So that's, with Dhalsim, that's 15 of the 16 characters announced. Okay. There's one more character to go. And then also they announced that there will be 6 DLC characters coming to the game.
Next year.
Next year is the release, but I don't know how soon after the release it's coming. But it's so far they have 6, and I think they're going to be planned dates, like, I don't know, 3 months from release date. Here's one, and then more and more and more.
So do you think it's 6 for this year, and then 6 more the next year, and then 6 more the following year?
I think it's exactly that. because their whole MO with this game is you need to buy only one disc. I'm sure there'll be like a Game of the Year edition that it's like, oh, if you buy this, here's everything.
No Game of the Year edition, man. Street Fighter V, year one.
Year one, year two? Year okay, two. Okay, yeah, yeah. So if you get that, like, I'm sure if you buy, like, straight up day one Street Fighter V, they'll keep good on their promise. But you never know. It's Capcom. But I'm sure they'll be like, okay, it's year two of Street Fighter V. There are probably people who would like to get in now. Here's a new disc, and it just comes with everything. Right? I can see that happening. And it stays true to the whole thing of you don't necessarily have to buy that other disc.
Right.
Right? But maybe if you haven't unlocked all the DLC characters for free, maybe you would just go out and buy that new disc.
Interesting. Interesting!
Yeah. They showed silhouettes. There's a lot of rumors going around. A couple people think that one of the silhouettes is Q from Street Fighter 3, the big robot trench coat guy.
Yeah, I'm just trying to put a picture in my mind.
He's really tall, and he kind of he walks like this with his hands
up. Like a zombie?
Yeah, and he just punches.
Okay, I think I know what you're talking about.
Have you ever seen Blaven play Street Fighter 3? Yeah. He's the guy that Blaven plays where when he taunts, he goes like this. He's like, whoa, and he stomps the ground. And then he gets a defense buff.
Does he? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so Q and some other characters. But kind of no one has an idea. No one has any idea what the next character will be.
Hmm.
I don't know if they've announced all the new characters yet, because it's Rashid and Laura.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if they had two or three new characters.
Okay.
Yeah, and then they showed some Tekken 7 stuff, too.
Oh, Tekken.
Yeah, Tekken 7 is finally coming from Japanese arcades, and it's coming to the PS4. I don't know if it's coming to Xbox 360 because they did not, or Xbox One, sorry, because it did not say exclusive to PS4. So it's probably coming, I don't know if that means it's coming to PC, or if it's coming to other consoles.
Oh. I just assume it didn't matter for the Xbox One anymore.
Yeah, true. But yeah, and that story, the story of that Tekken is straight up Heihachi throwing young Kazuya into a volcano.
It's nice.
And I'm like, that's what I want from a Tekken story.
That's good parenting.
And then it's, what was it? Kazuya's mom at the end is saying like, I love Heihachi and Heihachi loves me. And Heihachi's just standing over a volcano where he just threw his son and a single tear rolls down his cheek.
It's good.
It's good parenting.
Yeah.
You know, he does it because he cares.
Exactly. I would do it.
Another one is No Man's Sky finally got a release date.
Fuck this game.
A release area.
Fuck this game.
June 2016.
Forget this
game. Why? What?
I'm calling it now. It's going to come out and people will be like, so that happened.
I'm so excited for this game.
I'm sure you are excited and it's going to come out and you're going to pour thousands of hours into it. And I'm going to ask you, so what did you actually do? I clicked things.
I explored.
Yeah.
I got planets and species named after me.
Yeah.
It's Star Trek the game. And
no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. There's yo. I'm on the Enterprise and we got to go find new life forms.
I think. No. I think if you think that's Star Trek, you're missing the point of Star Trek. No,
Star Trek's exploring.
No, it's not.
What?
What's
Star Trek about then?
Star Trek is about the people on the ship Enterprise.
To me, Star Trek is
always about that exploring. The whole show was. Because I do know the Star Trek. It is about, there's so much about Star Trek that has nothing to do with space exploration. Space exploration was just the setting it sat in. But the whole point were the characters on the ship, and the different moral, you know how like how Degrassi touches upon? Like,
I've never watched Degrassi.
Okay. Fuck, have you ever watched any show where they touch upon real world, like real life issues that day-to-day that regular people have?
Boy Meets World?
Sure, but taking that to the adult level.
Okay.
That's what Star Trek is.
What?
Yeah. It's about dealing with racial issues. Of course they switch out like white people and black people with alien A and alien B. Okay. But the moral and the lessons you learn are all the same.
So it's about exploration and it's Star Trek the game.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I'm really excited. I want to explore. I want to see what's up with No Man's Sky.
You know what, man? You know what I got to say to you?
What?
What are you going to say? Read that comment. Read the comment!
No! I'm not reading it.
Anthony, read the comment.
No, I think you should read it. It's directed at you.
No, Anthony. I can't read a comment with my own name. You know that. You know, I'm too above myself. Come on.
I agree with blank. Fuck No Man's Sky.
Thank you, audience. Says
New Generation Duelist.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
No Man's Sky is going to be awesome. I can't wait.
I have no doubt you're going to love it, but Anthony, we've already been down this road. You love bad games.
No, I love good games.
No.
With good ideas.
No, you like really... I'll agree with you. A good idea is always fun, but if... You can't just have a good idea. There's too many good ideas in the world, and not enough of them are ever executed well.
Not in video games. They're all executed well.
They're all... No. They're all executed well. I know, that's a lie. I can look at you.
They're all executed well. You just lied to me. They're all executed.
You know there's like a 1% hit rate on execution of good ideas.
That 1%. So good. This will be that 1%.
So move on.
I'd actually forget what else happened at Paris Games Week.
Nothing. Mirror's Edge got delayed.
Mirror's Edge got delayed.
So, fuck that. Because I wanted to play that game.
Oh, Michelle Ancel's Wild.
Wild.
So it's a new game by the... I think he made... what's it called? Beyond Good and Evil. And you are a prehistoric shaman dude. And you summon, like, animal spirits to fight off cannibals and survive in this prehistoric... Semi-prehistoric wasteland.
Okay.
And they showed off gameplay and it looks ridiculous. So it's like...
Ridiculous good?
Ridiculous fun.
Okay.
So he, like... As a shaman, he summons a bird to capture a snake spirit, and then then he goes off and captures a rabbit, and then the rabbit spirit is used as stealth, so you turn into a rabbit and, like, stealth around the area.
Okay.
And then you use your bird to summon a bunch of crows to distract cannibals, and then you ride a bear, and then you ride them into the cannibals, and the bear just swipes at them and kills them all while you're on the bear.
Yeah.
And then you, like, summon this giant snake lady deity who's, like, judging you. Like, why are you summoning me and stuff? It looks insane.
Okay.
You gotta watch it. Like, I sound like an idiot.
You do.
I do. It's just weird. I mean, weird.
That's not outside the norm, but okay.
It's weird.
All right. Sure. Do you want to play this game?
I want to see more of this game.
Any release date, or is this
just
like a
teaser? It's just like, here it is, pretty much. Yeah. There's nothing else.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, yeah, it's just a bunch of minor announcements.
Anything there you want to pick out that touches your heart?
No, there's a lot of VR stuff, but whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, the biggest thing for me was Street Fighter and No Man's Sky.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, so when's the release window? 2016-2017?
June 2016 for No Man's Sky.
That's a smart date.
Just right in the middle, summer, nothing coming out.
Depends. If they release it on E3 week, then no one's going to care.
True. And Yakuza 5, yo, just like PSA, Yakuza 5 is supposed to come out this season, so.
They have December.
They just, it just says fall. There's like not even an official release date.
I bet. First week of December, along with Kingdom Hearts, I bet. What?
Kingdom Hearts 3?
No. 2.8, final
2.8,
chapter.
Whatever, yeah. Prologue.
Oh, right, it's not final chapter. It's almost final chapter.
Almost kind of, sort of final chapter.
Yeah.
Man, there's like an hour and a half gameplay video that Sega released, and they didn't promote it at all. It's on their YouTube channel, and that's it.
I think they have this feeling that, like, it doesn't matter how much we promote it, no one's going to give a fuck. Sales will stay the same.
No, that's not true, because when Yakuza 3 came out with no advertising behind it, it did, like, garbage. And then when Yakuza 4 came out, it did way better than Yakuza 3 with that.
Maybe.
Yeah, and it's just, I can't say how much a translation job is, but it's not like they're doing voice acting or anything. It's just all text translation, so.
Want to be out. We'll see.
Want to be out.
We'll see.
But yeah, those are, like, all my picks.
Yeah.
Yeah, just kind of rattled through a whole bunch of stuff.
I got better ones.
Go ahead.
So, McDonald's.
What?
McDonald's, all right?
Tell me about McDonald's.
Our favorite restaurant.
No.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. Not true.
McDonald's. They got some new Happy Meal toys coming out.
What? Well, okay.
Yes?
It's got to be something either anime related or something Lego related.
Why Lego?
Because it could be, like, McDonald's exclusive.
That's a fucking expensive Happy Meal.
Lego Dimensions.
Shit, that's an expensive Happy Meal.
That's anime related. Okay, go. What is it?
Yeah, I guess it is. McDonald's is in bed with Nintendo to bring us Pokemon Happy Meals.
What?
Yes.
Cool. Wait, what are the toys?
I don't know. I just read the headline. I didn't read the article. I just read the headline.
I'm going to buy Happy Meals.
I think it's supposed to... The campaign's supposed to start somewhere this month.
Okay.
But yeah, Pokemon at McDonald's.
Wait, you can just buy toys at McDonald's, right?
You should be able to...
Like, if I don't want the Happy Meal, I just want the prize.
Yeah, but they'll charge you the full Happy Meal.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not going to eat it anyways.
Oh, you can just take it and give it to a bum. Or a homeless
person.
No,
I'll throw them in garbage.
Oh, wow.
What? No, I'll be generous.
Wow.
I'll be generous.
No, you won't. I'm going to use them as stocking stuffers. The Happy Meal, not the toy.
Here's a burger, a cheeseburger. I put it in the stocking like 3 weeks ago. Here you go.
It's McDonald's food, man. That shit doesn't rot.
The bread does.
No.
It's full of preservatives?
Uh-huh.
Gross. Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, so that was that. Second thing, Lewis Hamilton is a 3-time world champion. So,
Didn't everybody know that, like, 4 races into the season?
Yeah, but he had his doubters. Fuck you, doubters, he did it.
He did it, okay?
Now what do you gotta say?
He's gonna bring in a limited edition hat.
He probably will. He'll probably have one. No, you know what he does? At the end of the season... He takes all his limited edition hats and he's like, I'm putting them all up for sale again. And then you can buy it this time with a collector's edition case.
Oh, like you buy them all in one
thing? He did that last year and I was like, shit.
Why'd I buy this hat?
Yeah, it was like $250 and I'm like, I don't know if I need all the hats.
But you do. Sometimes you wear clothes that are different colors and you need to match.
I guess. Sure.
Like when you have your bright red and blue America hat.
I don't know when I'm ever gonna need that hat.
How about you buy the pack? I'll buy the America hat off you.
That's disgusting. That's
disgusting. And I'll wear it in Canada.
No. A big toy show happened. Some great toys revealed.
Like what?
Some good stuff.
Great toys. Isn't that like an oxymoron? Huh?
What?
I don't know. I'm trying to make fun of your toys.
What?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing. No, I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay. Did you know Vegeta had Super Saiyan 3?
What?
Yeah.
When?
Apparently in like one offshoot video game.
That doesn't count.
Yeah.
That's not canon.
The bandit were like, fuck it. We'll make it.
That's like the new Naruto game. And they're like, here's all these team attacks.
It's like, what the fuck? What is this? I'm like, what? No. This is dumb. Anyways.
Some dude out there is just like, yes, the Budokai 2.7 Japanese release only Vegeta, finally.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Come to think of it, I don't know if there's actually anything I want to talk about from that show.
No diecast goodness?
No, there was. There was one. This is what I want to talk about. Simultaneously at Bandai's Tamashii Nations 2015 event. So Bandai is kind of like the current in-bed-with supporter of one of my favorite anime. Oh god, you want to guess?
Evangelion?
Nah, that's pretty close. They are the supporter of that too.
Valkyrie Drive, Mermaid, whatever.
Yes, Valkyries is exactly what I was going to talk about.
Actually, for real?
Because Valkyries from Macross have been revealed.
Oh, okay.
Ha ha ha.
You got me.
I linked it.
You got me.
Macross Delta was announced. Or not announced, but they showed off the full details. They put out a trailer. It's the next in line for the Macross series. And Macross, wow.
Macross, wow? Is
that what it's called? It's called Macross Delta.
Okay.
So you know why it's called Delta?
Why?
Okay, so the logo is the Macross logo, and then there's a D, but it's like shifted sideways, and it looks like a triangle.
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Why does it make sense?
I don't know. Because Delta... I know in all the Final Fantasy games, when I do a Delta
attack, it's a triangle?
It's a triangle.
Yeah, okay.
So that's why it makes sense.
So when they asked Kawamori, the creator of Macross, why is it Delta? You know what he said? He had the most fucking pretentious answer I've ever heard.
Go.
He's like, because Macross is formed on three pillars. Love, triangles,
music,
and transforming jets. And the sides of each of the triangles represent Macross.
It's so stupid.
But that's how the Japanese describe everything,
that's
right?
That's so dumb!
Yeah. And I'm like, whatever. Okay, sure. Why not? That's anyways, this anime looks... Or not looks. It is a definite reflection of the current genre. Or the current of modern anime.
State of anime.
Yes. It is weird. So
anime is weird. How does this differentiate from all the other weird anime?
So, I don't know. When I think of Macross, I always think of, like... I think back to the original STF-1.
You think of dudes who are tough.
With that 80s like, hair.
Yeah, and then their girlfriends are like, don't leave me! It's like, slap, I have to do it for our people!
Yeah, so this trailer opens up with, like, a Love Live group of five anime girl idols.
Is there one of the girls have a boyfriend? She's like, don't leave me! And then it's like, slap, I have to do it for the group.
I don't know.
I hope so.
No, idols can't have love interests, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess. But yeah. She could be the outcast. She could be the one that's doing on the down low, on the DL.
So, other than singing and dancing, they also have a scene with them in flight combat uniforms.
Okay.
And then you see five jets, and you're like, hold up. Are these idols also the new pilots?
This has the potential to be just as weird, if not weirder, than Macross 7.
It does.
And I'm way down for that.
And it's all, and then of course there's the villains, or the villain side, and it's four Bishonen dudes.
Oh, of course, because they're the opposite.
And they've got like the nicest cut tailored, it looks like...
Are they the K-pop group to their J-pop group?
I don't know, because they actually look just like, they don't look like they're performers. They just look like they're in military combat suits.
Okay.
But they're really like almost suit tuxedo-like.
Hmm.
So they look very fancy.
Well, I guess that's what the Gjallarhorn are in Iron-Blooded Orphans.
That's true. They're very fancy, yeah.
They are very fancy. They got, like, all the, like, whatever.
Again, and again, that also is a reflection of...
Anime times.
Anime times, yes.
It's sad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they are, like, super pretty Bishonen dudes.
Sad times.
Yeah.
The days of Kenshiro are long gone.
I give it another 15 years, you know, everything will come back.
Anime day.
But, yeah... And they have four jets, and they look like the villains, but, I mean, a lot of the Macross fans don't know what to think of this.
I thought they would love it.
No. A lot of the Macross fans are old now.
Oh, okay.
Right? Because they all, again, like I mentioned, they all think back to STF-1.
Oh, this is smart, then.
Yeah.
So this is them knowing their target audience, and they're like, you guys are old.
Yes.
We need the new blood.
Yes.
Which apparently doesn't exist in Japan because of their declining birth rate.
Yes.
But we're still going to go after it.
Yes. Yes, yeah. And I'm really into it. I was talking to a couple friends on Twitter, and they're like, I don't know if I like this. And I'm like, what do you feel about current anime? And they're like, I don't like current anime. I'm like, well, you're not going to like this.
FYI. It's not for you.
And a lot of them are like, I like the new jets. I'm like, that's not enough to like the anime.
Those are just jets, man.
Yeah. But it reminds me of Transformers in the sense that when you say Transformers to people nowadays, they think of the movies.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the old school, the old guard.
You think of a Megatron who turns into a gun.
Yeah.
A floating gun.
Yeah, and I'm all for that. I think that's really cool and stuff, but I'm not going to deny that nowadays, Megatron's a space tank. Space tank ship thing.
I wonder if... Okay, I'm going to spin this off for a second.
Okay.
I wonder if Transformers Devastation would sell better if it was movie Transformers rather than old blocky Transformers.
That's a tough question.
Because that's like, instead of going, here's this broad market with a niche developer, here's a niche market with a niche developer,
yeah.
And here's a $60 game.
Yeah. I think maybe they might not. You know what? I don't know. I think the movie stuff... Shit, I don't know, man.
It's hard, right?
Yeah.
But man, Grimlock in that game?
Runs funny.
Runs awesome. He looked so cool running. He's like, I'm a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Back to Macross.
I'm excited.
I kind of want to watch this.
So.
Just to see what it is.
There's going
to
be a special preview, or not preview, there's a special more announcement event on January 1st.
Okay.
Where it's been heavily hinted at by the creator himself that maybe the first episode will be there. Who knows?
Okay, maybe you'll get to see it.
Maybe you'll get to see almost all of it except the credits.
Just in case it's a disaster.
That's basically what he said. He said, basically, all but the complete finished product will be there.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm pretty psyched for new Macross. I love me some Macross. Oh, and that's, bring it back to the toy show. They showed some new Macross stuff. And I'm in.
Is that a girl walk?
Yeah.
I'm out. Yeah, I'm not in.
Yeah. No, they showed off. So, they showed off the new Macross jets and stuff. They're like, so with their new anime, obviously here's the new toy line, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And,
I like your toy announcer man. Like, here it is. Like, so, he's so proper. quarterly earnings.
I should show you how the Japanese describe, like, a new toy when it comes out.
You should.
Because they're, like, they're very particular meticulous. They're like, and, this single flap, it moves. And then,
clockwise fashion. Yeah,
but they never talk about it. Just like to the audience, there's always someone there, and the person who's there is always like, "Oh,
sugoi desu."
And then their supply, it's always the same, right? It's like, this turns into a robot, lady. It's fucking Macross. You know why you're here?
No way.
Yeah, but yeah. So that looks sick.
It could also turn into half a robot. What?
Yeah. No, the one thing they showed off was a 2 foot tall, slightly too larger than 2 feet tall, diecast SDF-1.
What?
Yeah, and I was like,
I want that
shit.
I want it.
It's still in prototype phase, but I'm like,
I don't want the prototype. How can I get the prototype?
I was like, what? sure.
I'll paint it. Give me the prototype.
I was like, what the fuck? Oh, sure, yeah. And then that just let me think, that's gonna be expensive.
I feel like every time I look at like toy websites now, like I don't know. Like AmiAmi or Hobbyland Japan.
Yeah.
All I ever want is the super expensive stuff.
Of course. There's a big number beside it.
Yeah. Like, yo, that 3A Metal Gear Rex. Yeah. And Ray. And that new Sahelanthropus.
I think that's the one I would get just because that one does stuff.
Like it transforms.
Yeah.
It's Rex and a human in one.
Not that I would actually buy it, but if I had to be given
one. If you had to be given one. Yeah. Just in case you guys wanted to buy me one. I want that Rex.
Mm. But yeah, so that's my pick, man. Macross. I love Macross.
Macross is cool. Macross was cool.
Oh, here we go.
And then Gerwalk happened.
What are you talking about? That's been there since day one.
And Gerwalk happened.
Oh, jeez.
It wasn't cool anymore.
Jeez. Yeah, but you still think Gerwalk is used for walking.
Gerwalk's used for walking. That's all it can be used for.
It's never used
for walking. No, they're running as jets, and they're going... Gung, 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 gung.
No. But,
And then they talk in their robots to other jets in Gerwalk, and then when they talk, their jets move up and down.
What?
Hey, how's it going? And then the other jet's like, hey, how's it going?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, like, they animate the robot moving up and down.
What the fuck are you talking about?
That's in my head, that's how Gerwalk works.
What? Fuck.
And then have to have strategy meetings in their robot.
You're making it sound like some sort of after-school special. Like, hey, did you get homie last night?
Yeah, this is my Macross chibi version. And the SDF-1 is stealing everybody's lunch money.
Oh.
And then all the new Macrosses are in the classroom in their girl walk, sitting in a seat, half jet, half legs.
That's fucked up. It's fucked up.
And their cockpit moves up and down like a mouth.
Jeez. Wow. That's the dumbest shit
I've ever heard. Oh, that's so good. Japan. Oh, man. That's 3 years. You're going to see it.
No.
Someone from the Nihonji is listening to this.
No. Let's talk about our weeks. Okay. Because I need to get off this. I got things to do.
That's so cool. Oh, that'd be so cool.
So this week, I played some video games.
Listen, don't lie to me, okay? All you do is watch Crunchyroll. I caught you in the act.
I do watch some Crunchyroll. Yes, I do. I'm watching that new Gundam on Crunchyroll.
New Gundam's really good.
It's alright.
I really like it. I think it's really good.
It's alright. Alright.
All right, continue.
It's Gundam, you know?
What's the video game you've been playing?
You don't want to hear about my animes first?
Okay, go with your animes first. I didn't know you had animes. You just said video games.
Oh, I got animes.
Alright, go.
So I'm watching that Gundam.
Okay.
Gundam.
Do you have more thoughts? Because we're 5 episodes in now?
Yeah, we are 5 episodes in.
So give me your 5 episode thoughts.
It's darker than most Gundams.
Yes.
I don't know. Most of the major themes are still the same.
Politics.
Yeah, it's space versus Earth. Only this one's Earth versus Mars.
Mm-hmm.
It's animated nicely.
They really love sunsets in that show. Having their Gundam, like, stand or kneel or sit in a sunset.
Yes. I think they're really trying to sell you on the fact that it's Mars.
Yeah.
Trying to make it all red.
Still, I'm tired of it. Every episode.
So, you know the opening of Iron-Blooded Orphan? So, yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Okay.
When we say New Gundam. You know the opening?
Yeah.
You know how it's like that sort of like old-timey film grain on top?
Yeah.
I wish the whole anime had that.
That would have been really cool.
I think that would have really sold the whole hardcore
like
war children thing.
Yeah.
I think that would have, because when it goes from that to the show, it goes really clean, and I'm like, In fact, the Barbatos is really clean.
It's always clean. It's never dirty.
I know. I don't understand.
It's future tech. It's just dirt bounces off it. It's okay. Dirt phobic.
Sure. Yeah. But no, it's a Gundam show. It usually takes me like 9 episodes before I really get into a Gundam show.
It's a lot.
So but I'm halfway there. And I don't hate it. That's for sure.
Yeah. I actually really like it.
Like you look forward to watching
it? I look forward to watching it every week.
All right. That's good. I don't think I'm quite there yet. I'm more like, I have a new episode. Yeah, I will watch that.
Yeah, for me, there's enough. I can see enough strings to where it's like I want to see. I have ideas of where the show might go.
Yeah,
but I really want to see what they do with it.
Yes.
But yeah, I look forward to watching the show every week.
Yeah. Like I told you earlier before we recorded, like I feel like I know where the show's gonna go.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just because
you've watched too much anime.
I watched too much anime. So maybe that's my fault.
Okay.
But,
well, I do that with straight shonen shows. Like, I know where all those are going at all times.
Yeah. And, it's cool. The other thing I've been watching was One Punch Man.
Yes.
I got up to episode 4.
Mm-hmm.
So that show is like, it ticks all the boxes.
Yeah.
Except for the one that says, do you love this show?
Weird.
Because I'm like, I can't put my finger on it, but there's something about it where I'm like, I don't know why. Like, I have no interest in watching it.
Is it... think it's, like, story development?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because, like, yeah. So far, it's been all one-off series. Like, one-off episodes, right?
Yeah.
I think we just finished The House of Evolution.
The most...
Carnage Kabuto.
Oh, the most current episode's the ninja one.
Oh, yeah. The ninja one, too. But that also takes place in the... this is the beginning of the rest of this series.
Yeah.
This episode. Or it's going to start, too. Because... Saitama learns about the Heroes Association.
Oh, right. He just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they learn about rankings and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think that's what it's missing from. Maybe that's what it is. Like, because every time I'm watching, I'm like, the show likes to talk about or like to focus on things that don't deal with Saitama.
Yeah, so you quickly learn that Saitama is almost a side character.
Yeah, and I'm like, I kind of don't care.
Yeah.
But anybody else, just not because they're not interesting or not cool, it's just because you know when Saitama shows up, and everything that you just watched is meaningless.
Okay.
And I think that's what it is, but yeah. It's a great show, probably the thing I would recommend to most people to watch, but yeah. Not clicking with me.
Yeah, I could do the JoJo thing of I know where this goes,
yeah.
But I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I also really enjoy that show.
Yeah. That's my anime things I wanted to talk about. There's other things, but we don't need to worry about them. So I played video games.
Okay.
I bought... what? Were you going to say something?
You said video games. Like, multiple video games.
Oh, I did say...
And I know for a fact you've only been playing Destiny. That's it.
Oh.
That's it. That's all I've been playing.
That's all.
That's it. Nope, that's it.
Okay.
You only playing Destiny.
So I bought... played and beat Halo 5 Guardians.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Damn, that's fast.
Yeah, the campaign took me about maybe 8 hours, although it probably might have been longer.
Okay.
And that's probably because I played on Heroic. So I didn't play on normal.
Oh, okay.
But
the way it's meant to be played.
It doesn't say that on the cover, but I'm just used to playing it that way. It's not hard.
Really?
Yeah, okay. It was really easy.
I heard there's annoying things with boss fights in that game. specifically boss fights in your AI squad.
Yeah. Yeah. The game would be a hell of a lot easier if you played with four people.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, so the campaign, it takes place from two perspectives. You're either Halo Man or...
Master Chief.
Master Chief.
Or ODST dudes.
No, what the fuck is this? It's Locke.
Reach?
Spartan Locke.
Spartan Locke, okay.
Spartan Locke, there we go. Who is the worst video game character in the world. He is the worst.
What about that dude from Killzone 2?
No. Rico?
Yeah.
No. At least Rico, if you didn't like him, you had a reason not to like him. Locke is just... He's a soulless robot. Yeah. No, but it's not... Like, it's not a soulless robot in the cool way. It's It's like... Follow orders.
That's just army, man. That's how it is. You're a grunt, you gotta follow those orders. You'd be court-martialed.
So that's the thing. He's a grunt, but he's the leader of your squad. And so you're like, what the
fuck? But he's a Spartan grunt.
Doesn't matter. Because, I mean, his one saving grace is that he has a team.
Okay.
And his right hand is Buck, who's Nathan Fillion.
Oh.
And he's literally Nathan Fillion.
Okay.
So he says all the witty shit throughout the campaign.
So his side characters make up for his lack of personality.
Yes, okay. Yes. And I think, you know what? I guess in the creative process, they're like, these people have too much personality. Let's just take it away from the main character. Since that's the player. And you're like, well, okay, sure, fine. Why not? But, first of all, I gotta say, the shooting in that game might be the best shooting I've played in a while.
Better than previous Halo makers.
Yes.
Destiny?
Yes.
Really? Wow.
Yes. So, when Destiny came out, I really liked the way it felt to shoot things. Because I'm like, hey, this is Halo, but you got that, like, aim down sights, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, this is the next, this is, like, the next step, right? Halo 5 is like, oh, this is, like, a couple cycles forward.
Oh, wow, okay.
Can
you aim down the sights?
Yes.
If you get hit, do you come out of the sights?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's still Halo in that regard. The one thing that's like, I think the biggest thing you can tell why it feels so good is the whole game runs in 60 frames per second. And it's just, I don't know. It's hard to explain, but like, I guess the moment you hit the trigger to the point it hits someone and you're like, that feedback, you're like, this feels good.
It's just like, okay. Is it still hit scan? Is it like, no matter how far away they are, if I have it on your head, it'll hit your head?
With most weapons, yes.
Okay.
Some of the larger ones do have a drop-off, but yeah, for the most part, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's great. Oh, it feels so good. It's dumb
how that feels. The thing I've been hearing all across the internet is the frame rate makes that game.
Yeah, I didn't realize I needed 60 frames per second Halo until I had 60 frames per second
Halo. Until you had locked 60 frames
per second Halo. Yeah, and then it just makes me think, because you're right, I've also been playing Destiny. I go back to Destiny, I'm like, I wish this played like Halo.
It does play like Halo.
Oh, but it doesn't play like the new Halo.
Okay.
Yeah. But yes, so that's the first thing I'll get away. Probably my favorite first-person shooting mechanics in a long, long time.
Wow, okay. It's high praise.
Yeah. As for the campaign, it's good, but it's not great.
All right.
Well,
you said, half of the story is with a character you hate, so...
Yeah, so that might be the big thing, but I do like where they're going with it. The problem is Halo 4, 5, and 6 is a trilogy, and you already know how I feel about the story in the middle.
It's always the worst.
Yeah, and this one is...
Look at Halo 2.
Yeah, so it ends like Halo 2.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Like, you're on a cliffhanger and you're like, what the fuck?
That's funny.
I don't think its impact is as severe as Halo 2's, but...
Okay.
It is like...
Halo 2's... Oh, man, that was bad.
Yeah.
I remember my friend getting that game, and we mowed through it co-op.
Yeah.
Like, in one day. And then we got to the ending, and we're like, what?
Yeah.
The next Halo's not here forever.
Yeah. 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 And that's how I feel about this one. It's
my God.
God, 3 years?
It's a long time.
Maybe 2 years, but I'm going to bet on 3. But yeah, no, I like where it goes, and it's fun. And it's an okay campaign. Not my favorite. I still think Reach is the best Halo.
Yeah, you're on that hipster Halo train.
No, the hipster Halo train's ODST.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't know anything about Halo.
The one where you're not even a Spartan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're just dudes?
Yeah.
That's cool.
You're dudes, yeah. You are the grunt team.
Oh, aren't they bringing that out on the Master Chief Collection?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Might already be out.
Maybe.
Yeah. But yeah, but they don't have Reach on that, which blows my mind.
Yeah.
Because that's the best one, guys. Halo Reach. The best Halo.
Yeah, just like shame. Just like Okami's the best Zelda.
That's not even a Zelda. That's not even a Zelda game.
It is a Zelda game.
No, it's not a Zelda. No.
You go through dungeons and you beat the final boss and you get a thing to go to the next dungeon. It's a Zelda game.
No. Oh, you're not doing the correct comparison. But anyways, when it comes to online multiplayer, there's been a lot of backlash on the multiplayer,
okay.
The competitive stuff, because Halo's been known to have like all these different modes.
Mm-hmm.
This one does not have all the different modes. Like, it doesn't have big team battle. Doesn't have Forge. Doesn't have.
Doesn't have Forge?
No, it doesn't have a lot. Wow. It doesn't have a lot of things. And I understand the complaints, but let's face it: the only people who play Halo play it for Slayer,
Team Slayer.
Yeah, or SWAT.
I only play SWAT.
So that's the thing. And whenever and Halo always displays the analytics for like. Who's in the playlist? Yeah. And you know there's nobody anywhere
Team
else.
Team Slayer is always Max, yeah. Then Slayer, then SWAT,
yeah.
And then CTF.
Yeah, and then everything else, yeah, so it has CTF. But it doesn't have, but all the, like, the smaller ones, like...
Big Team Battle's too crazy.
Yeah, like, they're not in this game.
So, I also heard in multiplayer, it has a Titanfall-esque card system.
That's for a different mode.
Okay.
But, yeah. But I'll get to that. But anyways, the, Slayer and SWAT... They're fun, but they're Halo.
Do I start with a battle rifle and SWAT?
Yes.
Are there shields in SWAT?
Yes. Yeah, there are.
All right, it's not SWAT. If I can't one-shot...
Oh, you can still one-shot a guy.
Okay, okay.
But you have shields. Because, Oh, wait, no, SWAT's headshots only. Yeah, wait, hold on. Yeah. I was just thinking Slayer, yeah. Yeah, it's... Man, people are fucking animals.
People are merciless at Halo.
Jeez.
As someone who will talk about Halo multiplayer on my turn, people are merciless at Halo.
Oh, man, that game is... People are good.
People are really good at Halo. Just like people are really good at Call of Duty.
I know, but I guess I just forgot, like, how fierce the competition
so,
is.
Story time, yeah. With Anthony. I remember playing Modern Warfare 2. Yeah. All right, and I was just like, I was at a point where Modern Warfare 3 just got announced, and it was still a while, and I was like, okay, I'm going to go back and play some Modern Warfare. And I got hooked, right? And I was just like, I was top of the leaderboard every match, killing it, right? And I was like, man, I really like this game, right?
Okay.
And then I was like, I'm going to buy a map pack, because I had no map packs. Mm. And what you realize is all the killers have all the map packs. So as soon as you buy a map pack, you unlock the floodgates. And then all the people are like, oh man, big fish, small pond, eh? Boom, you're dead. And I was like, man, these people are too good.
Mm.
Like Mikey good.
Yeah. It's not fun.
It wasn't fun.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's what Halo multiplayer is like, and I don't play it.
Because you're like, hey guys, how's it going? Boom!
Oh. Yeah, you walk in and it's like, this game just came out, guys. What the hell?
It's muscle memory.
But they introduced a second mode called Warzone, and okay. This is what I've been hooked on.
It sounds like a Battlefield-esque.
In many ways, it is.
Okay.
It is. So I'll give you the setup. There's large maps. It's 12-on-12. Mm-hmm. Okay? And there's 5 bases.
All right.
Each team has their home bases, and then there's 3 open ones in the middle.
Okay.
Somewhere. It's usually arranged like a line.
Do you have to find them, or is it like ABC?
Oh, it's ABC. Okay. But it's like a line. So there's one in the middle, and there's one that's close, 2 that are close to each base.
Okay.
And essentially, it starts out as capture the points, and then you dominate those points.
Yeah.
Like, or those places, and your score goes up. First to 1,000 wins.
Okay.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Or you can get all 3, and that unlocks the doors to the enemy base.
Oh, cool.
And if you do that, you can go to their, like, the heart of their base and crush their core.
And it's just like,
and oh, instant victory.
You're done. Right?
Instant okay. victory.
That's pretty cool.
Right? At the same time, AI enemies spawn on the map randomly.
Ew.
But they're not like, don't think of it as, like, grunts and stuff, only AI, like, the boss type of characters show up.
Oh, okay.
And if you kill them, they add on to your points.
This sounded really MOBA-esque.
It's very MOBA-esque.
Okay.
There's a lot of...
Like, Baron shows up, and you kill Baron, you get a buff.
Exactly.
Man.
So, it's made it because I've found myself on teams where we suck at capping points, but because we're awesome at taking down the larger enemies, we still win.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because we get to all the enemy, the big enemies first and take them all down.
So, like, what kind of upgrades do you get when you kill? Is it level dependent, or is it always static?
So, here's the other thing. You have loadouts and stuff. And the way you get these loadouts are through these card packs.
Mm-hmm.
And these card packs are all consumables. And they can be anything from, like, you want a new gun with a scope. Basically, you can get any type of gun you've seen in Halo, but you can have, like, different modifiers on them.
Okay.
Like, you want an assault rifle with, like, a sniper scope, you got it.
Okay.
It doesn't work very well, but you can get it.
Okay.
That, and in these card packs, you get those, you get special power weapons, you can summon tanks, you can summon whatever. In the Halo universe, you can summon them all.
Okay.
But you can't just, like, say I have a card that says Scorpion on it.
Uh-huh.
Because I can't just do it. I can't just put that card down and say, let's go.
All right.
You have to level up your character in the match.
Oh, okay.
So I think it goes from 0 to 8.
And then, like, Scorpion's probably 8.
Yes. And it's not on a time-based thing. So you have to be playing. Like, you have to be killing people to get experience.
Okay.
But, like, once you get to, like, level 4 and stuff... and if, say, you have a card that's worth 4 power, and usually, what's usually worth 4? Like a sniper rifle or something. I play it, I lose all my levels.
Oh!
Yeah, so I can't just keep...
Oh, it's currency.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I lose it, but because I've already unlocked up to level 4, now up to level 4 is on a timer. So, like, it'll slowly rise up. My experience gauge will slowly rise up to level 4.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, so it's fun. Like, it really has this good progression to it.
Like, you don't really lose all your progress, but you kind of do.
And yeah,
that's cool.
So, like, I made the mistake of being, like, really awesome at the beginning to get to level 8. And I would pull out all the big guns fast, but towards the end of the match, because I was on cooldown still...
You'd have nothing.
I had nothing at the end. I couldn't defend our base.
Okay.
Because I wasted my time.
Oh, you're in for the Zerg rush.
Yeah, because I was like, okay. I'm doing it. I'm going.
You're like, oh, I got the hammer. Let's go.
Yeah, and so, but my opposing team played it the opposite way, and they fucking just rushed us with...
they defended enough, and then at the end, they're like, here's
all
of the
things. They came with Wraiths and Scorpions and Banshees and stuff, and we're like, oh no.
Vince, why?
Yeah. But yeah, so like, so the general flow of the match, they take about like, it is like a MOBA, it takes like 30 to minutes to an hour.
Oh, okay.
It's long, but it's so much fun.
That sounds awesome.
But going back to your Titanfall card system, so like I said, all these power-ups are based on cards, and all these cards you can buy with the real money.
Alright.
The microtransaction thing, like, because you have that auto-gating in the matches of that level-up system,
okay.
I don't think, like, you can't really pay to win in that sense, or at least it's not as much of an issue as you think.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is all the items are consumables.
So you use your Scorpion and it's gone.
And it's gone. I think that's where it should have been changed.
But isn't that the same thing as Titanfall?
No. Because in Titanfall, all the power-ups in Titanfall don't give you new abilities. They only enhance what you already have.
Okay.
Whereas, like, say in Titanfall, I have this... remember in Titanfall you have that cloak ability? You can go invisible?
Yeah.
Well, that's on a cooldown. But one of the cards lets you have infinite cloak.
Mm-hmm.
In Halo, it's more like, I want to use a tank. Well, too bad. You don't have a tank. You don't have the card for a tank.
And there's no tanks around.
There's nothing on, you don't already have access to it.
But, so I meant more in the sense that when you use that infinite cloak card in Titanfall, mm-hmm. that card's gone.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But
is it just because it's tied to, I guess, something that seems more worthwhile? Is it more impactful when you lose it?
Or? I don't know. I think it's like, because some of the cards are like, they take out features from a game. Like, just because for Titanfall, just because I don't have infinite cloak, it doesn't mean I can't cloak.
Yeah.
Right? But in this game, it's like, if you don't have a tank, you don't have a tank.
Okay.
And this really fucks with the dynamics because, say, you're on a team that just sucks and you're losing. At the very end, no one's going to use any of their cards. Because they're all consumables.
Yeah.
So no one wants to, like, try and fight back.
True.
Right? And it just... So, I'm not so pissed about the whole, we have to buy packs. Because you can... There's also in-game currency you can use, and it's pretty easy to get that. My problem is, I wish they were permanent unlockables. Like, if you open up a booster and said, you can now access the tank all the time at level 8.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Or if it was like, you can use this tank card, but it's like once per match. And you didn't have to get a new one next match.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Like, I think I'd be way happier with that. But as it is, it's like, so I only have one tank card, huh?
I'm gonna wait. Yeah. This card's gonna be my victory.
Yeah. They also threw in like huge swaths of customizability, like cosmetic upgrades you can get.
Okay.
Which I think is cool, but kind of a waste in Halo. Because in Halo, you're red versus blue. So you all look the same. It doesn't really matter what different skins you have on your character.
Well, didn't they have that in... At least I know they had it in Master Chief Collection.
It is not to the extent in 5.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Like, there are 1,000 different items.
Whoa!
You can, like, between all your armor, helmets, and your gun skins, there is a lot of stuff.
Can you change your boost color?
You can, I think.
Cool.
Your visor.
Oh, okay.
Which, like, no one's gonna see.
Except for you.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's like when you change your down the sights. No one's gonna, in Call of Duty, no one's gonna see that except for you. When you make, like, the custom red dot sights or whatever.
Except when someone else picks up your gun.
Oh, true. True.
Yeah.
But no one picks up my gun because I don't die.
I always pick... So, because Halo now has gun skins, I'm always picking up people's guns.
Just see what they look like?
Yeah.
That's what happens in Counter-Strike when I play Counter-Strike. I'm like, oh, you got a skin? Cool. Just look at... There's a button in Counter-Strike to look at your gun.
Oh, cool. But yeah, no, I really, really like Halo 5's multiplayer. I just wish they switched out that consumable items thing.
Okay.
But yeah, no, it's been a while since I've been really hooked on a multiplayer like this.
That sounds good. It sounds really fun. Like, I like that there are the main modes of competitive multiplayer.
Yeah.
But this new mode sounds really fun.
Yeah, it's really fun. I mean, people are still animals.
And it's still, and it is a MOBA, kinda.
Sorta. It's not, like, there's no minions or what do you call those dudes you have to
leave? Yeah, minions.
Minions?
Kill the creeps.
Creeps. Yeah, they don't have any of that.
Okay.
So, but yeah, there's a lot of
MOBA. You're not last hitting.
Yeah, there's a lot of MOBA-inspired mechanics here, and I really like it. And, fuck, man, you know I always talk bad about League of Legends and shit, but hey.
Jump on the hype train.
I'm going to jump on that. Not League, but I mean other ones.
Other ones.
Other ones.
That we can't talk about.
Right, other ones. Because, fuck, man. If I just knew that all I wanted was a first-person shooter MOBA, man.
I wonder what you could be talking about.
No one's making that game.
No one will know what it is.
Yeah. But, yeah, and then I played Destiny.
Yep.
Did some raiding.
What are you, like, 320 now?
No. I'm not.
Okay. Did you do the hard mode yet for Crota?
No. So I raided with some randoms.
Okay.
Fuck the randoms, man. Wow.
To be fair, when we raid with... our friends, one of our friends is just like, hey, I know how to glitch everything. So you guys chill and you don't actually have to raid.
But at least we get shit done.
Yeah, true, I guess.
No, I mean, like, I raided with a random, he must have been like, oh, fuck, you know when you make fun of like 8-year-olds play Call of Duty?
Yeah.
He was that.
I only make fun of those kids if they're being little shits.
So like, this kid wasn't being, like, a little shit. He was just being, like, I don't think I should do any of the objectives. I have like, a 310 gun. I'm going to be doing all the shooting. So we're like, but we need you to stand on that plate. Nope.
That's being a little shit.
I'm going to stand on the gun. I'm gonna shoot. Listen, I'm not carrying the relic. I'm shooting. Guys, I got to go for dinner. My mom's calling me. We're like, thanks. Okay. Thanks, buddy. Thanks.
That's being a little shit.
The other type of shit I hate are the teenagers who fucking just blast fucking porn into his microphone.
What? Yeah. I've never had that. That sounds great.
No, it is not great. Because the other thing, too, is he has his, like, system set up so loud so it's echo.
Echo?
So every time we talk, we hear echoes.
That's... Oh, that sounds fantastic. Man, that's like Xbox Live OG, like, on original Xbox
levels. Yeah! Fuck! Fuck! Fuck you guys!
Look, the internet's a great place. It connects you with people from all over the world. Of different creeds and
cultures. You know, when Bungie said, you need to have friends to play a raid, I understand.
You understand now?
I fucking understand.
You can do it without voice chat. Just put in a typing system.
You know how those raids work.
Just put in a typing system. No. I want to hook up a keyboard, a Bluetooth keyboard, and be like... Fuck. That's hilarious. That's so funny.
Took us 1 hour to get to the get to Oryx at the end. 1 hour. Okay?
The original time for that was like 6 hours or something?
Yeah. But it took us another 3 to beat him. Because these shitheads couldn't do anything.
Fuck, man. Vince, why are you being such an elitist?
Because I'm old.
That's why. I got no time for this. I'm... this close to the grave. Man. Gotta get stuff done.
Man. Yeah.
You always make fun of me for becoming a grumpy old man. But you are a grumpy old man.
I'm not a grumpy old man. I just don't like incompetency.
You don't like these kids on my lawn?
No, I just don't like random people. Okay. You know? And I think you don't need to like people at any age, so...
You're a grumpy old man. This is fantastic.
No, but, did that. Got some sweet guns. And Destiny'd it up. I need to stop playing Destiny. I think.
Well, you can stop playing Destiny after I do the Oryx raid.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and then you can stop playing Destiny.
I can't believe you're playing Destiny.
I'm literally in it only for the raids. I find everything else monotonous as fuck.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's not fun.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
Like, I just did the quest to get the No Time to Explain.
Yep.
And that was not fun. Like, the boss didn't whenever you died, it didn't respawn, it replenished its health. So I was just like, whatever, man. I'm like 10 light levels underneath this. So I'm just going to brute force it until he's dead. Right? And you played that level. Like, it's all minotaurs. I'm just shooting AoE attacks at you. So I just try and get as close as I can, pop my super, electrify him, and then I die. And I kill minotaurs, get my super, run up, electrify him, then I die. That's pretty much all I did.
How long did that take you?
Say like 30 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I died 25 times. Wow! I died 25 times.
Shit, man.
So I was staring for over a minute at death timers, if you add it all up.
Wow. Yeah.
It's good stuff.
I got there, and when I died the first time, I knew. I'm like, all right, I'm going to need the big guns. And so I just brought out the sleeper stimulant.
Oh, okay.
That fusion rifle, and then it went down in like 3-4 hits.
I had the new the new electricity gun, the one that you got from Zur.
Zahalos?
Yeah.
How'd that work out
for you? That gun's really good. So I infused my old gun into that gun, and now that one's almost 290. Mm-hmm.
290.
I think I really like that gun.
I don't like the way it looks.
Oh, it looks like an old World War II rifle.
Yeah, it just doesn't sit well with my futuristic sci-fi shooter.
It shoots lasers.
Yeah, that's fucked.
It's in a World War II rifle that shoots lasers, electric lasers.
I would use it more, except I don't like the sights.
I like the sights.
You like the iron sights?
Yeah, they're fine. They're just straight iron. I'm tired of this, like, laser everything. I don't need it. I don't need it.
That's because you don't have the raid weapons.
Tried and true. I don't have the weapon with the black hole in it. My bad.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want that thing.
I told you, man. You should ask TJ.
Yeah, so I've been playing Destiny 2. Just trying to get to 290. Or what is it? Mikey says 295 for the raid.
Well, the raid is 300.
Oh, really? But yeah. 290 lets you in.
290 lets you in, but you only get useful at 295.
Okay.
But yeah, 300 is kind of what you want.
So yeah, I'll probably get the 295, 300, and then I'll be like, hey guys, let's go raid. But like, yeah, to get this certain weapon that you guys were doing is like get all these things called calcified fragments, which are like little hidden things all over the world.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I'm not going to do that. Like, I don't like Destiny enough to item hunt.
Yeah, and 5 of them are in the raid.
Okay, so I don't like Destiny enough to item hunt.
Yeah. Yeah, that quest sucks.
Yeah, and I got really lucky with some drops recently. Right. Just getting like stuff that is above 290 really raising my level up.
Okay.
Then I've also been playing Halo, like I said. I was playing the Halo Master Chief Collection. And I went back and I was like, I'll just play some more Halo multiplayer. People are savage at Halo still.
Yeah.
And it's extra bad because I just did all my placements before for my. Because in ranked, it's like you do the placements and then you get ranked.
Yeah.
And then you get matched up with people of your skill level. I got. Like, I won all my placements. And I'm way higher than I should be. So, like, it's the whole thing of, like, I'm just gonna look over here. Boom! And oh, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, I'm waiting to lose a bunch of matches and rank down. Until I get to like a place where it's all good. And then I played the Rare Collection again. So I've been playing Perfect Dark, the first one, not the Xbox 360 one. And that game is infinitely easier to control with two analog sticks.
I bet.
Because before the Rare Collection, before my friend let me borrow it, I was playing it on the N64.
Isn't that one where you have to use the C?
You use the C buttons
Yeah.
to look around, up and down, left and right. And
The
it's
greatest.
terrible. And there's certain things about that game that haven't aged well, like certain objectives aren't clearly explained in what you have to do. So there was one where it was like you have to get through this door. This door is locked by a terminal. When you access the terminal, it says the terminal needs a passcode. And I'm like, cool. I'm gonna go search level for a passcode. Found nothing. Then I reset the level. I was like, I probably missed something. I'm gonna reset it. Then do everything from the beginning.
Yeah.
I do everything I think I can possibly do.
Yeah.
Get to the end, still need a passcode. I have nothing. And I'm like, I honestly just don't know what to do. So I have to look it up.
Yeah.
And there's an item that's a cell phone that hacks things that are locked. And I'm just like, what the, how, like, the game doesn't tell you that you have this on you or that it's a new item.
But Anthony, why should it? That's how true games are, man.
No, it's
You're always complaining about how like modern games are too easy.
there is a good, no, I don't.
Sure, you do.
There is a good in between of this of between here's where you need to go, here's this arrow breadcrumb trail, like breadcrumb trail of where to go. And then there's the other side of here is this big open space, or here is this level with a bunch of branching paths, and we tell you nothing. Right?
I thought you liked the second. Yeah.
No, there's I like the in between of that.
Oh.
I like the part where here is this level with branching paths, but we give you hints on where to go next. Like Dark Souls tells you more about what to do in that game than Perfect Dark does.
Wow.
'Cause like honestly, I've never been frustrated with Dark Souls.
That's true. Dark Souls, like, you always know where to go. It's just you don't know
Yeah.
what the items do.
Exactly. And it lets you or it encourages you to experiment. And if that means you die, well.
It encourages me to turn it off.
Okay, fine. Yeah. And then I guess the other thing I've been doing is watching anime.
Anime, you
Anime.
say?
I've been watching the anime.
What is this? Because, we've already discussed, I'm the anime man, you're the manga
I
dude.
like reading the anime, it's true.
But you have seemed to have converted because you've been talking about Gundam,
Yep,
One
so I've
Punch
been
Man.
watching a lot of Gundam, I'm watching a lot of One Punch Man,
Yeah.
and I've been watching an episode of Valkyrie Drive.
Oh, you watched
I
that?
watched it. I watched the good version.
The uncensored
The
version.
uncensored
What do you
version.
think?
That show is bananas crazy,
Yeah, right?
and I have no clue what Japan is doing.
But doesn't it make you want to watch more?
It does, but I forced myself not to.
I have four
'Cause
episodes.
it's just porn.
But it but
It's
it
porn with
it
fights.
is, but it isn't.
No, it's porn,
No,
Vince.
because I guess yeah, I guess it
The first episode, it's two girls on a beach.
That's true.
Then those girls make fun of her, the main girl's jumpsuit for saying
Yeah.
virgin
Yeah.
on her chest.
Yeah.
And then they're like, haha, virgin, watch us fucking make out. I'm gonna finger this girl and
Yeah.
then just show you her boobs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is insane.
Yeah. You're right.
It's porn.
Yeah.
So I took my pants off. No.
Wow.
No,
Wow.
it's like, I can't. I'm not watching that show.
That's the truth, ladies and
I'm
gentlemen.
not watching that show unless it's to satisfy myself.
What? But it's cool because no,
It's not cool. You can't
No,
defend
this is
it.
what I want to say. It's not a positive, how can I word it? It's interesting because this show is what hentai would be if hentai had a budget, like an actual budget to go week to week.
If hentai had a story, yeah.
Yeah, and from that sense, it's kind of like,
huh. Whoa, is porn with a story actually cool?
Or, is it something worth doing?
And so far, it's weirded me out more than actually think about that idea. Like, it's weirded me out to the point where I don't want to watch it, right?
Yeah.
Because, internet porn is just like, here's the thing.
I think that's what it is. I think it's growing up in the age of the internet where we've had access to so much porn. Like, I don't look at this and be like, because I think as porn, it's not very good.
No, it's not. But it's still enough to be porn.
Oh, for sure. I think that's what I was trying to get at before. And that's why when I watch it, I'm kind of like, would I really enjoy porn with a compelling plot and real production value behind it?
It's the anime version of those, late night TLN shows.
Yeah, okay.
Like Latino Lover and whatever.
Yeah, okay, sure.
That you're like, oh, I'm gonna do a sleepover with my, like, oh my gosh, there's boobs on the TV.
Like on Showcase?
Yeah, like on Showcase, when you're up late on Showcase.
Yeah, okay.
It's the anime version of that. And I can't watch anymore. I'm not gonna watch anymore.
I'll continue on. I'll see the season through.
You're a bad person.
I am a bad person. But we already established
that. We've already established this.
I don't have a heart.
But the main thing I've been watching.
There's more anime!
And I've been binging.
Binging, he says.
It's Food Wars.
Yes.
So, I watched.
Tell me. Tell me.
Was it like 6 episodes?
Wow, you watched
it. One sitting?
Nice.
Without moving?
That's 2 hours. Nice.
That's a lot of anime for me.
Yeah.
And
that's what I like to hear.
Man, that show's good.
I told you.
I found my favorite characters so far.
Yeah.
Number one are two people because they're a team. It's the Italian brothers.
Makes sense.
They're so cool.
Yeah, okay.
They got the half moon knife.
Mm-hmm.
They say trie, duo, uno, fine at the end of all their meals.
Yeah. Does it make you wish you had a brother?
Maybe. I don't know. It doesn't have to be a brother. It just has to be someone that I have such a tight bond with.
That yeah, but it's going to be that Italian bond.
It could. I could have an Italian friend.
Okay.
There are other Italian people in the world.
You know, you could use your sister.
I could.
I'll give her a call.
Just throw plates at her. Come out. Yeah, and the other one is the number 7 strongest cook so far.
Oh.
Is the naked apron dude. Who's just always the most awkward guy ever.
Yeah.
And the one episode where he's wearing the old Japanese underwear, where it's just the cloth, and he's in his garden, yeah. Just standing posing, I just love this. The sun, sweat off my brow. Yeah. I'm like, man, you're the best. So cool.
Yeah.
And everybody in that show is such a character. And even when characters like the American meat chef,
American meat chef.
When what's his face? The main character enters the Dawn Club.
Oh yeah,
and then they have just if you lose, you have to enter the Dawn Club. And
yeah,
she's the girl with the America bra.
Yeah,
right. Even her when things are so caricatured.
Yeah.
She is.
Yeah,
it doesn't bother me like it would in other shows.
Yep,
and I don't know how that show does it.
Show's great.
It's really good. It's Iron Chef taken to its anime extreme.
Yeah. How far are you now?
I'm 9 episodes in.
Okay.
They finished the fight with the Dawn Club.
Oh, and she wears the Yoko bra.
Yeah, she wears the Yoko bra with the fire.
Yeah.
They did something else. Homegrown ingredients. Oh, they're doing a test at a hotel. There is some Japanese lady who is super calm and doesn't want to do any work other than the work she's assigned.
Yeah.
And she told... It was with the Italian brothers. And she told them to go finish... go catch your ingredients, pretty much.
Yes.
And then everyone tunnel visioned on fish because it's Japanese.
Yeah.
It was a Japanese dish.
Uh-huh.
But then the Italian brothers are like, yo, we're experts. We got some duck. We got some other stuff. We made an Italian sauce into a Japanese sauce. We're so awesome. It's pretty cool. I really like that show. Other than that, I've been catching up on manga. Mm. So I caught up on UQ Holder.
Mm-hmm.
I caught up on Toriko.
Yeah.
Caught up on JoJo, One Piece, and all that craziness. Wow. Man, anime's fun. I really like anime. I've been buying the One Punch Man volumes in English.
Oh, wow.
They released them here.
They're out?
Yeah. So they're up to volume 3.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they released volume 1 and 2 at the same time.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
two volumes at once on launch day.
Okay.
But yeah, so yeah, One Punch Man is coming out in English. That's great. Part 2 of JoJo is coming out in hardcover now. Still reading Monster.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm way farther in Shaman King. I finally met the guy who drops Big Ben
on people. What's his name?
Lysurg.
Lysurg, yes. And he has the fairy?
Yeah, and he has the fairy. And then he's chilling with his parents when he's younger.
Yeah.
And then the other Asakura, Yo's brother.
Oh, that guy.
Murders them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've... That show just, for some reason, like, as soon as the shaman fight started, that show took a twist.
Yeah.
Where, like, it got really gory.
Yeah.
Like, people are losing limbs. People are just straight up getting murdered. Yeah. People are getting burned into skeletons.
Yeah. So, Yo's brother, do you know what his spirit is?
It's the, like, it's just the straight fire spirit.
He controls all fire. Yeah, he has the spirit of fire.
Like, he just, that spirit controls fire.
Yeah, and I'm just like, that's fucking badass.
And he's, like, he's so cool. It's too bad he's a murderous dickhole.
You know, his brother's the opposite, so the way he evens out.
Yeah, like, he's too chill. He's just like, whatever, man. Like, yeah. we're just gonna coast through life, bro.
Yeah, but it makes you think, like, how the fuck do they beat fire?
Water.
Yeah, but who has water?
I don't know.
Nobody has water.
Haruharu, or whatever his name is.
Yeah, he has that Hono. Leaf lady,
yeah. So, yeah, like, right now I'm in a volume with him where it focuses on him. His spirit ran away, and he has to go into the forest to find a spirit. And they're in America now. They're trying to find a secret Native American tribe area. So that's part of the qualification.
Oh, for the tournament.
Yeah, for the tournament. I like how they all get on a jumbo jet. And then the jumbo jet turns out to be an oversoul.
Yeah.
And they dissipate the oversoul. And they're just like, figure it out! Woo! Just fall out of the sky. So yeah, that show has a really good mix of funny and serious.
Yeah.
And they know when to shift into each, right?
Yeah.
It's really well done, and I can't believe I haven't read it sooner.
Yeah, it was one of my favorites as a kid.
It's really good.
But, going back to Food Wars for a second, you know who I really like in that show?
Who? The girl?
Yes.
God Tongue?
Yeah, God Tongue.
Of course you like the God Tongue.
God Tongue is the best.
The super prissy queen.
Oh. Her metaphors for how shit tastes are the best!
There was one where she was fighting the sumo whatever team, the hot pot team.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, tasted the lobster, and she's swimming under the water. She's scuba diving. She comes up in her bikini. And then she gets up to the beach, and like a railroad crossing comes down. And then a bunch of pigs and meat like go across the tracks. And I'm like, this is so ridiculous. But it perfectly explains what you're thinking. It's like you're in this heavenly dish of seafood, and then all of a sudden, a bunch of meat punches you in the face. And it's so ridiculous.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing about her. Like, obviously, she is that archetype I like, but those metaphors specifically...
They're so funny. The first one, when, like, a gorilla pops up for no reason, that was ridiculous.
Oh, she's at the hot springs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's at the hot springs, and the gorilla's just there. Like, what does that even mean? That's the only one I don't understand.
Yeah.
But I think my secret favorite character, but I don't feel like I can say that it is, because I haven't really been introduced more to this character, is the grandpa. The owner of the school.
Oh, yeah.
The dude who's just always crossed arms.
Yeah, you would
just
like him.
Laughing. He's
you
like,
like him. You'll like him, and then, what's the main character's name? Soma?
Yeah.
Soma's dad. You like Soma's dad.
Soma's dad's super cool.
Yeah.
He got a monk to break his fast.
Yeah.
I want to see the grandpa and Soma's dad fight in the cook-off.
I don't think you want to see that.
Is it there, though?
I'm not going to say, but by the time you finish the hotel bit,
okay,
there's going to be another character you'd be like, I want to see that guy fight.
Is there another dude who just cross-armed, big muscles, just...
I don't know. When they explain... I don't know if they'll explain it there, but you'll get his backstory, and you'll realize who he is, and who Soma's dad is, and then you'll be like, maybe Soma's dad isn't the coolest.
Oh, my God. Soma's mom.
Maybe.
Yeah, so the other thing I've realized about anime now is, like, you hit it the nail on the head is with talking about Macross, where it's like a new age of everybody is slender, everybody is stylish. Mm-hmm. Like, even in JoJo, the latest character is, like, super skinny, but he has, like, all this amazing power or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? And I really miss the archetype of here is this big, burly Kenshiro dude who fights and, like, doesn't shed tears unless, like, they must be shed. Right?
Yeah.
Like, manly tears kind of thing. And I really miss that kind of anime trope. And I think that's why I'm not as into anime as I was.
Yeah, that makes sense. No, I think there's a lot of people who share that opinion. Because the other thing, too, is, like, fan service has gone to that point now where it's, like, it kind of weirds people out. Like,
Well, Valkyrie Drive.
Yeah, but I mean, even in regular shows, even Food Wars.
In Food Wars, everyone is at least, like, a double D.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is they always manage to do it in the first episode. There's always got to be the main character, the boy, grabbing the main character's boob. Whether it's accidental or on purpose, it always has to happen. Mm-hmm. And it's never a tap. It's always, sorry.
Yeah, because it's always like, here is the close-up. The hand is squeezing, and then the fabric's all
And then he's
shoved
like,
in.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Like, each syllable is a squeeze.
But, you know, in his defense, I would do the same thing. That said, it is weird how every show I watched this season has it. I think the only one that didn't have it was Gundam.
Yeah, there hasn't, like, I guess, yeah, no. Gundam hasn't had any fan service.
But I think Gundam can't do it because they have a certain, I don't know, how would I explain it? They have a certain expectation of them.
What do you mean?
Like, a Gundam show always has to be this and that.
Politics.
Or, like, they always have to be... Gundam has a...
Like, they don't have room to go buck wild.
Yeah, like, they have a template that they follow.
That's
fair. And fan service does not fit there.
And Gundam has survived all these years without it. So.
The other one that doesn't have it is One Punch Man, but that's because there hasn't been a girl on that show that I can think of. Like, a regular girl.
In the manga, there hasn't really been fan service either.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, there's characters with, like, slightly exaggerated assets.
Yeah.
But they're not like, oh, look, here's just two stars on our nipples or whatever. Yeah. And like, yeah, it's still fine.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it is weird.
That's why I like One Punch Man. Whenever they have those shots of Saitama just like shirtless and just like all these muscles, dudes need to be masculine.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's sexist or something.
I think you're just gay.
Maybe.
And that's okay.
That's fine, you know?
Listen.
That's cool.
I get it. Some pretty looking dudes. You have to sit beside one every week.
Just glistening in the sun, you know? Just when in that scene when he's making his vegetable garden, he's just like, just like, damn. No. But that character's best.
I can't wait till you get further in and you meet Alice.
Alice? Okay.
That's my second favorite. Don't worry about it. You'll get there. You'll get
there. Is she a girl where she's just super muscular?
Because
there's been that trope in, like, Hunter x Hunter and stuff.
I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
I wouldn't say that.
All right. Like, She-Hulk. Like,
I wouldn't say that.
Okay, all right.
When you meet her, you'll be like, oh, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
All right. But, yeah, other than that, all that stuff.
All that stuff we talked about.
Yeah, it's just been more Disgaea, more... I was watching Canada Cup.
Yeah. Cool.
Fighting games are crazy.
Yeah.
And Halloween stuff. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Also, it's November 1st, so no Movember starts, and I'm looking at you, Anthony, and I'm surprised you did not decide to shave that all off first.
I have a beard all year, so...
So, this is your starting point?
Should I shave it? Should I go home?
I think, you know what, there's only 4 hours, 3.5 hours left in the day. I don't think there's any point now.
But I could shave it. That means I gave everybody else a head start.
You did? That's true. Oh, that's true. And by the end of the month, you'd be lying to everybody who says nice beard. You have to shave it tomorrow. That's what you have to do.
Okay, I'll shave it tomorrow.
You have to shave it tomorrow, because you're being disingenuous.
True. No, yeah, I don't know. There's a point. Like, I trimmed it today. Does that count?
No. It's got to be gone when you start.
Okay, fine.
To be fair, I'm not partaking because I can't grow facial hair.
You think it was right there? It's right there.
They can't see anything.
I can see it.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That means I got lazy.
That means you gotta keep it. You're trapped now. You're beard trapped. A beard trapped you. Taking you to court. No, okay. But yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I think that's it for my end, too. I mean, life's good. Anime's good.
Video games are good.
Yeah, toys are good. We're all good. Everything's good in the hood.
I want to give a shout out to New Generation Duelist and something I can't pronounce.
Meads Lemica.
Meads Lemica.
Yeah.
For
coming out. Up. Yeah. I got a message from Meads actually being like, oh shit, you do a live show? And he did it like, I think he messaged me like 3 minutes ago. And unfortunately, you arrived at the tail end of our podcast.
We're talking shit about you. It was great.
Yeah.
Good times.
You missed the beginning when we talked mad shit about you, man.
Like, who likes Transformers? Why would they? Who likes Transformers?
Actually, he's way into Gundam.
Who likes Gundam? Gundam's garbage. Like, who
likes... Exactly. Gundam is garbage. No one likes Gundam.
But yeah, you can find us here on YouTube. Maybe next week if we decide to do a live show again.
Yeah.
But so far, it's been pretty consistent.
Yeah. The only thing about the live show is that the audio version tends to suffer for it because for some reason I can't run the mic and the webcam at the same time anymore. I don't know what happened.
Get a PC.
I'll have to look into that.
I don't know.
Or run a second thing.
Like, does this have... We could always, like, monitor? Like, do a second monitor so we can do stuff? But, oh, wait, no. Your monitor is at someone's house.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll think about it. But you could also find us on podbean.com, typev3.podbean.com. Find us on Facebook, Three Nerds in a Basement. Find us on Twitter, at TNIAB.
To be fair, you know, you should really only care about the Facebook page. Because we don't really post on Twitter. It's just whatever we post on Facebook goes automatically to Twitter.
Yeah, but just in case you're not on Facebook and you want to get the Facebook feed,
that's,
you go to Twitter.
That's true, too. That's true. Only... Yeah, only go to Twitter if you don't have Facebook. That's what we're saying.
Exactly.
Because you know what? No one uses Facebook.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Not a lot of people use Facebook now. Everyone's on the Instagrams.
I've been telling you that, like, for the past year or two now.
Have I told this story on the podcast when I was at a work training?
Oh, they asked for your Instagram?
No, they asked everybody at the training to separate into two groups.
Oh, Facebook and Instagram?
Yeah,
and Facebook, you were, like, and the Instagram. Only one?
And I went to Facebook, and me and, like, three other people that were also kind of older than the rest of the people,
yeah,
were on Facebook side, and everyone else was Instagram. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, I told you. Facebook is not the popular choice for social media platforms.
But it's so useful for setting up events, for posting bullshit to your friend's Facebook wall.
Facebook is...
And that shows my age because it is not called a wall anymore.
Facebook is dangerous.
Facebook's dangerous.
Facebook's dangerous. Facebook, can we post? Of course you can post on the Facebook page.
Wait, can they, like, no, can they post on it their stuff? You can comment on the Facebook page. You can't, like, make posts on it, because that's for us.
No, I think we have a public
spot. Oh, do we?
Yeah. Unless I didn't set that up.
I don't know.
Because, no, there should be visitor posts.
Okay, I guess.
Like, you can totally post whatever the shit you want.
Test it out.
Yeah, do it for us.
It's illegal. We're going to report you to the cops.
Sorry, that's to New Generation Duelist, who asked us that comment that we just read, but never read out loud, sure. Which is, can we post to the Facebook page?
Sure.
And hey, I told you Meads is a Gundam guy. He was just watching Gundam.
What a nerd.
Yeah. And don't worry about missing out on a live show. There will be an archives version of it that's up within a couple hours. It's this exact same link. I might just have to cut out a bit of the front and back end.
And the last one is our Gmail. If you, for some reason, would like to ask us questions, you need some advice,
yeah,
you want to tell us all about your hot new product that you want us to plug,
fuck,
crunchyroll.com,
shit,
it's tniab.letters@gmail.com, because we don't have our own private hosting server.
Yeah, so there's one problem with that email.
What?
We have been getting a lot more, like, mail in that inbox.
Lately. Okay. Spam.
They are, but they're all, like, the YouTube...
Your content is very offensive. Please stop.
No, not that. It's the type of stuff that's like, we want to offer you a sponsorship deal, blah, blah, blah. Sign away your YouTube I don't know, ad revenue to us, and then we do like a different version of it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
We get a lot of those.
I don't think that's how that works.
No, that's how it works. Like when you sign up with like a different part, like when you sign up with like the Machinima team.
Yeah.
Basically, you lose all your ad revenue because it goes to them, and they set you up with a contract that should match it, but they always word it as you get more than what you should be than what YouTube would give you.
But then you wouldn't, I guess. Well, could you know?
Yes and no, because you still get the information from what you're getting, but that payment gets signed away for like a year to them, right? But anyways, the thing that I want to say that's weird about it is on the emails, they're addressed to me, which is weird because I know on that email account, the user is ABV. And then FJS.
That's hilarious.
That's the name on that email. So whenever we use it or we respond with it, that's the name that pops up. So that's why I find it strange that when we get these emails, they're addressed to Type V3, and some of them even say Vince, and I'm like, what the fuck?
How?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, so I don't know where we've been handing out that email address.
We haven't. We've been doing it here.
Mm-hmm.
That's the mistake.
Hmm.
There's only two people chatting, so obviously the other three viewers
they're all
these people. They're just like, no, they found us out. Two viewers, and then
you know what, they must have been looking at that like 60 subscriber count, and they're like, they're making the big dollar.
There's potential
there's potential here. They don't want on their non-monetized videos. Tons of potential here.
Mistake. We give it out for free. That's our mistake.
That's true. Our content is too free. Too free even for us.
That's it for real.
That's it. That's the end of the show. So, to all you who actually came out to watch, thanks for watching. Thanks for coming out. We're gonna do this next week.
And to all of you listening on iTunes, if you want to listen earlier, come on YouTube.
Yeah. Generally, we're gonna try and make it every Sunday.
Unless other circumstances happen.
Yeah, Sunday looked about 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
That's generally our recording time. Even if we don't do a stream, that's generally when we record.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, hopefully it'll be around then. I'll try and set up the events to make them more publicly aware on our YouTube page so you see them. And I'll try and remember to post that stuff on Facebook as well. But yeah. And if there's anything you think we should do to improve the live stream version, let us know. We're always open to that kind of stuff.
They don't have podcasts. What do they know?
Wow.
I'm joking.
He's not, but like, if you would rather we did it in small bite-sized segments versus this one long one.
If we should put a sepia tone over.
Yeah, like, do you like this single recorded session on Sunday evening? Or. I got it. Do you want five tiny segments throughout the week?
Let me think that over.
I'll let you guys think that over, and you can respond back somewhere, anywhere, maybe on this page. Anyways, that's it.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm Vince, and hopefully we'll be back next week with Blavin.
Peace out.
Bye.